Leviticus chapter 15. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When any man has a discharge from his body, his discharge is unclean. Now this is his uncleanness for a discharge, whether his body runs with his discharge, or his body is stopped from his discharge, it is his uncleanness. Any bed one who has a discharge lies on will be unclean, and anything he sits on will be unclean. Anyone who touches his bed must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. Whoever sits on anything on which the one who has a discharge has sat must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. Whoever touches the body of one who has a discharge must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. If someone who has a discharge spits on anyone who is clean, then they must wash their clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. Any saddle on which a person with a discharge rides will be unclean. Whoever touches anything that was under him will be unclean until the evening. And whoever carries any of those things must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. Anyone whom the one with a discharge touches without having rinsed his hands in water must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. Any clay pot that the person with a discharge touches must be broken, and every wooden vessel must be rinsed with water. When the one who has a discharge is cleansed from his discharge, then he must count 7 days for his cleansing, then wash his clothes, bathe his body in fresh water, and be clean. On the 8th day, he must take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting and give them to the priest. Then the priest will offer them, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. The priest will make atonement for him before the Lord for his discharge. When any man has an emission of semen, he must bathe his whole body in water and be unclean until the evening. Every garment or every leather skin that has semen on it must be washed with water and be unclean until the evening. When a man has sexual relations with a woman and there is an emission of semen, they must both bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. When a woman has a discharge, and it is her menstrual period of blood, she will be in her impurity 7 days, and whoever touches her will be unclean until the evening. Anything she lies on during her menstrual impurity will be unclean. Anything she sits on will be unclean. Anyone who touches her bed must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. Whoever touches anything that she sits on must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. If it is the bed or anything she sits on, when he touches it, he will be unclean until the evening. If any man has sexual relations with her, and her menstrual impurity touches him, he will be unclean 7 days, and any bed he lies on will be unclean. If a woman has a flow of blood for many days, not at the time of her menstrual period, or if she has a flow that extends beyond the time of her normal menstrual impurity, as in the days of her menstrual impurity, then she will be unclean all the days of her discharge. Any bed she lies on all the days of her discharge will be to her like the bed of her menstrual impurity. Anything she sits on will be unclean, as during the uncleanness of her menstrual impurity. Whoever touches these things will be unclean, and must wash their clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. But when she is cleansed of her discharge, she must count 7 days, and after that she will be clean. On the 8th day, she must take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and bring them to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then the priest will offer one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for her before the Lord for her unclean discharge. In this way, you will separate the Israelites from their uncleanness, so they do not die in their uncleanness by defiling my tabernacle that is in their midst. This is the law of him who has a discharge, or has an emission of semen, and becomes unclean by it, or her who is having her menstrual period, or the man or woman who has a discharge, or a man who has sexual relations with a woman who is unclean.